Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Actually recording this on Saturday, as I've got a busy Monday scheduled, but I do hope and pray that your Father's Day was a great celebration of Dad. If you don't have a dad to celebrate, that you were able to celebrate your Heavenly Father. As we think about what it looks like to live life, one of the things that is common is the struggle of life. And this week we're going to focus in on understanding the test. Each weekday morning, we'll look at a different aspect of the testing of life, the test that we endure. It's actually a repeat of a focus that I did early this year, and it just seemed to fit. As we're working our way through the Gospel of Matthew, early in the series, we looked at the temptations of Jesus in the wilderness by Satan and the test that took place. Well, yesterday we took a look at Matthew 19, where it begins by, well, a common phrase. The religious leaders came wanting to test Jesus and ask him a question. And it made me stop and think about how important it is to understand the test. Sometimes we experience the test and we don't understand that that's what's happening and we fail it. I might be speaking for myself more than the we part, but that happens. But how much better if we understand, well, this is a test. And we experience testing from God. We experience testing from Satan. We experience testing from others. Sometimes knowing the source of the test and the purpose helps us to not only be prepared, but to excel. So we're going to kick off the broadcast part of this week of devotion and prayer time, talking and praying about being tested by opposition. Sometimes this is probably the common thing we think about as being tested is those that oppose us. We read in Acts chapter 20, verse 19, "I served the Lord with great humility and with tears, although I was severely tested by the plots of the Jews." Paul giving a defense for his faith, a recollection of how his life was transformed by an encounter with Jesus, wants to make it clear that he served God faithfully, he served Christ even with tears, and part of those tears were brought about because of great opposition by the Jews, by those who, well, like him, thought that they were defending God. And not so much defending God, but opposing this man, Jesus Christ, who they didn't understand, they didn't know that they rejected. And so anyone that would boldly proclaim Christ as the Messiah, as the promised one, the Savior come from God, well, it kind of flew in their face as a very direct attack against their rejection. To accept that what was being said was true would be admitting that they were wrong. How many of us like to do that? And we go through life recognizing that there are times we must persevere even though we're being attacked. Particularly the attacks on our faith, the attacks on our belief in Jesus. They come sometimes very boldly, they come often very subtly. Sometimes it's a simple statement, well, the God I believe in wouldn't do that. And it causes people to rethink, are they right? Have I defined God incorrectly? And they oppose the truth of God's word by diminishing the authority and the deity of God. And it plants those seeds of doubt that really call for us to change our mind. There are parts of the world yet and that are more obvious about direct opposition towards those who believe in Jesus. Severe persecution, severe hardship, even that places the killing of those who would not turn from a belief in Jesus. We often think we have it difficult when people make fun of us. And yet, for those of us in countries where that's the extent of it, we don't really understand the depth of opposition that others face. Not to diminish our need to understand their testing, to understand our own testing. It's not necessarily coming directly from people. It feels that way. But primarily, it's a tool of the enemy to make us give up, to convince us we're wrong, to convince us we're crazy, we're all alone, that no one thinks like that anymore. And so we gaze into God's word and we find the answers to the test, to stand firm against the enemy, to resist the devil and he will flee, to hide God's word in your heart that you might not sin against him. The Bible's full of instruction on how to be prepared for the test of opposition. We talked about it on the bonus broadcast on Saturday of meeting together to encourage one another. It's by doing that that we realize that we're not alone, that the opposition is not victorious. We live life facing the test of opposition. People not wanting to believe in Jesus, people wanting to reject Jesus, people wanting to reject you because you believe in Jesus. And we ought to hold firm. Even if it's through tears, we persevere. We continue to share the great news that Jesus himself is carrying us in all things. And as we do so, we discover the test is passable. That it's not something that has to defeat us. And in Christ, we come through victorious. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love helps us. It carries us through the tests of life. And Father, I'm thankful that you are present in the midst of opposition. If anyone knew opposition and can help us, it's Jesus, the one who was opposed by sinful men, taken to trial, crucified, buried in a tomb. But even through those tears of the garden, those tears brought about because of the opposition, he arose from that grave victorious so that we too can understand the test of opposition. And we can persevere and we can hold firm and we can rest securely in the faith that we have in Jesus. And so God, today I pray that you would help us. When life is a struggle and we're trying to figure out why. And especially when life has brought us to the point of tears, where we realize that there is one who is against us, who wants to destroy us. And may we be reminded of your promise that greater is the one that is within us than the one who is against us. We know that the enemy, the thief, the Satan wants to steal and to kill and destroy, and yet we're surprised when he works at doing that. But we're thankful that Jesus came that we might have life and life to the full. And so God, as we endure, as we take the test of opposition, may we be prepared so that we would pass with flying colors. We endure. We shed tears. We are victorious, not because we're so good at it, but because we've placed ourselves in the hands of Jesus. And so, God, in the midst of this test of opposition, may we lift up Jesus as the one who is with us, as the one who's victorious, as the one who helps, so that as we lift him up, we experience the victory, but we allow him to draw all people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.